Hello friends, the tens on duty today are Croatia, Vienna. We'll start with a source excerpt from Ma'or V'Shemesh. The essence of the assembly is for everyone to be in one unity and for all to seek but one purpose, to find the Creator. In every ten, there is the Shekhinah. Clearly, if there are more than ten, then there is more revelation of the Shekhinah. Thus, each one should assemble with his friend and come to him to hear from him a word about the work of the Creator and how to find the Creator. He should annul before his friend, and his friend should do the same toward him, and so should everyone do. Then, when the assembly is with this intention, then more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, and the Creator approaches them, and he is with them. Vienna, please.
Active workshop question. Awaken friends' hearts towards the Creator. Again, awaken friends' hearts towards the Creator.
To awaken the friends towards the Creator is to awaken the friends to connection towards one another. Let's understand now that to awaken the heart is to actually want the same thing, to reach our common prayer. I remember everyone should remember why they came here, what they want, what's important for them in life. Continue, friends.
Yes, he writes to us that as we come closer to each other and open our heart, we come closer to him. And it's truly an opportunity, a rare opportunity given to really a handful of individuals to do this, to be in this lesson, to be with friends, to open the heart, to come closer to the Creator. There's nothing higher than that. So please, friends.
Yes,
just like we read this wonderful excerpt from Ma'or and Shemesh, that if we gather in order to be in unity, in order to annul one towards another, to be impressed from one another, then the Creator brings himself closer to us. The Creator is waiting for us. He's prepared this reality for us so that we'll truly be able to use all the means in order to get closer to him. And now is the optimal conditions for this.
And if we are here, one thing is sure, the Creator wants us to be here. He gathered us. We have an opportunity together. There's one reason that he brought us together specifically and the whole world clean, and that's our common goal. And that's to awaken the friends towards the Creator. Now, it's the opportunity to awaken from within, aim towards the Creator, and ask him for the awakening of the friends, because that's why he awakened us.
Bala Sulam writes, a group of people has gathered. And I thought about this now, there were now thousands and thousands that are gathering from all across the globe, all parts of the soul, and now in a common effort, and with our friends from all these different places, meaning all these different desires that are coming together now and putting spirituality above corporate reality, then we all awaken each other to this common effort between us.
I also invite anyone who feels a little lowly towards his friend for not doing all the way whatever he can and sees a place to add. So just to let him know the Creator is great and he can help. So one should ask the Creator to give him strength to help the friends. I think the Creator appreciates the people who have that lack, who would like to awaken the friends, but they're not sure they can. And this is the good opportunity for us when we're together to ask.
Entirely, this stand we are before, that's ahead of us, the morning lesson, the entire world Kli gathering towards one prayer, one connection. This is the most dear and important time in reality to enter together in a new heart, united heart, together.
Yes, together. We're already together and we came together and we should be thankful for that we were brought to this role, which is both a responsibility and a privilege.
This is the time also to think and pray about our whole Kli, all the friends in every place, wherever they are. There are those who are going through different states, hardships. Some of them may even find it hard to get to the morning lesson from different reasons. And there is nothing that can cut the spiritual connection, rather only what can strengthen it. So we are strengthening all the friends, strengthening the entire vessel to truly be one Kli. And let's invite the Creator in.
We're impressed from every friend that makes an impression.
And
any friend who's hearing this, to make an effort to connect, to be there, to give yourself. Zohar that just came back from a flight and made an effort to connect. We have examples all around us all the time, some that we don't even know of. And like in this Ma'ol V'Shemesh excerpt, we have to feel that we are connecting our hearts together and inviting the Creator to get in. That's the place where the Creator dwells.
We'll go on to the second excerpt from Ba'al HaSulam. It says, call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse. Before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him.
Vina, bevakasha.
Vina, please.
Oh. Jetzt bin ich dran?
Ja.
Ja, for a silent workshop, let us all together cry out to the Creator